Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second, the shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third, the first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth, the DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth, the catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Selby. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Esteban Beltre. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jamie Moyer. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second, the first baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting third, the DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mike Durant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cole hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hollins. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rabule hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Rabule reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cordova hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Selby hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beltre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler hits a fly ball into right field. Coomer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beltre moves to second. Greg Hansel now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Durant hits a line drive towards short. Valentin catches it and tags out Kelly for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabiule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rabiule hits a fly ball into right field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Molitor. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Selby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Selby strikes out. One out. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansel fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beltre fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole, who is chasing the ball. Mears reaches third base with a triple. Mike Maddux now pitching. Greg Myers pinch hits for Mike Durant. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Myers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mears scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rebule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maddux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Myers now catching. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Cole. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Cole steals second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Cole scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 5, Twins, 5. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kiler. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maddux fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bill Selby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Selby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Selby takes first base on ball 4. Dan Nalty now pitching. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Beltre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beltre hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiler hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beltre fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beltre fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Myers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myers moves to second. Jeff Rabiulle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rabiulle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rabiulle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cole is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Cole strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Hudson now pitching. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 6, Twins, 6. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hollins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Selby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on 4. Brad Pennington now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Myers is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Guardado, and towards Knobloch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rabule is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Molitor takes first base on 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing right field. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Selby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Selby takes first base on 4. Dave Stevens now pitching. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Esteban Beltre. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Milt Kiler. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.